listen to part of a lecture from a geology class. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get settled. This afternoon, we'll take an introductory look at the technique of radioactive dating, and we'll learn how scientists use radioactive dating to establish the age of different materials, both man-made materials and natural materials. You'll notice, please, that I've drawn an hourglass up here. My drawing is a little lopsided, but I hope you'll recognize it as an hourglass. I realize that most of you won't have seen too many hourglasses in your lifetime, but way before the digital age, your ancestors may well have kept track of time this way. So how does the hourglass, a simple mechanical method of measuring time, relate to radioactive dating, a sophisticated mathematical method of measuring time? Let's say, for instance, that we need to determine the age of an igneous rock formation. Do you guys remember what igneous rock is? The rock formed from lava that flowed out of a volcano. You knew that, right? Okay, let's say that we want to know how many millions of years ago the lava cooled and turned into our rock. Rocks are made out of lots of individual crystals. Each of the crystals is usually made up of several different chemical elements. Magnesium, iron, silicone, just to name a few. This isn't a chemistry class. I'm not going to go into too much detail about protons and nuclei and isotopes and nucleides and stuff like that. Those words are hard enough for me to spell. Okay, back to our rock. In simple terms, some of these chemical elements that make up the rock are not completely stable. Over time, in a process known as radioactive decay, some of the chemical elements, called parent elements, become unstable and transform into completely different elements, called daughter elements. And the rate of this decay is actually predictable. The standard of measurement is called a half-life. At the end of one half-life, half of the parent atoms will have decayed into daughter atoms. Are you with me so far? By measuring how many parent atoms there are in relation to the number of daughter atoms, scientists can tell how much time has passed. It took a specific measurable length of time for that first half of the original atoms to decay. The beauty of this is that it will take the same amount of time for half of the remaining atoms to decay. Got it? Okay. Then let's say that there was another half-life period. Now we only have 1/4 of the original atoms remaining, right? It will take the same amount of time for that 1/4 to get reduced to 1/8. And then the same amount of time for that 1/8 to get reduced to 1/16. Ah, we're on to something. By the time we've gone through 10 of these half-lives, less than 1/1000th of the original number of radioactive atoms is left. The equation for the fraction of parent atoms remaining is very simple. It's an exponential equation. Remember those? The scientists can count the number of parent atoms and count the number of daughter atoms and determine from those numbers how many half-lives have expired, right? And that's how they can date the object. Let's go back to our lopsided hourglass. Remember that I told you that radioactive dating, or radiometric dating, if you prefer, can be compared to an old-fashioned hourglass? Here's how it works. Hourglasses are calibrated to a specific time period. If you have a 3-minute hourglass, like maybe you used when you were a kid playing a board game, you know that it will take 3 minutes from the time the hourglass is turned over until all the sand goes from the top to the bottom. And the individual grains of sand are like the individual atoms in our rock. You can't know when one particular grain of sand will get to the bottom of the hourglass. Also, I should mention that you can't predict when one particular parent atom will decay into a daughter atom. But you can know that all of the sand in the hourglass will be on the bottom in 3 minutes. And by determining the ratio between parent atoms and daughter atoms, and by applying the half-life time standard to calculate the time it took to produce that ratio, you can know the age of your rock.